As I mentioned earlier, a fragment of jawbone, quite a large fragment, has been discovered in Ethiopia. They say it's 2.8 million years old using carbon dating techniques. And they reckon, judging by the shape of the jawbone, it is part of the oft-talked-about missing link between ape-like creatures and modern humans. Joining me now, creationist and geologist with Creation Ministries International, Dr. Taz Walker. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon there, Tom. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. So what do you make of this supposition by scientists that this jawbone is 2.8 million years old and part of the link between ape-like creatures and humans?
Well, first of all, it wouldn't have been determined by carbon dating, because carbon dating can't go back that far. It would have been some other method. I've read the reports, but I think that it's been determined by the actual sediments that it's found in.
Oh, yes, actually, they said radiometric analysis.
Radiometric analysis.
In my ignorance, I said carbon dating.
Yeah, okay. So all those analysis, all sorts of dating methods, every dating method's based on assumptions about the past. So you choose the dating method to get the date, the sort of date that you want to fit in with where it is, and you select the results to fit in with your research program.
Okay,
so I don't believe the dates by any means.
But how old do you reckon the world is as a creationist?
Well, the only way to reliably know the age of something is by eyewitness reports. That's how I know my age. That's how you know your age. And basically the Bible gives us an eyewitness report, people who were there from the beginning. It's recorded down, and it's about 6,000 years old.
Is that the world or just people on the world?
The world. And the reason why the long ages come about is because of all the rocks and fossils that we find on the Earth.
But what do you make of fossils? I mean, things like dinosaurs and whatever that there's no living memory of, but there are large skeletons being found underneath. I mean, when did they walk the Earth and what happened to them?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. And there's answers. Like, there's lots of articles. Anybody Googles what happened to the dinosaurs, you'll find articles which explain that. Dinosaurs are like any other animal. They lived on the Earth. They were overwhelmed in the global flood that occurred that destroyed the whole Earth.
But why aren't they talked about in the early books of the Old Testament then?
Well, there is indication that they were talked about. There's a description of an animal called Behemoth, which is described, it's just the same description as a sauropod dinosaur. So that's in Job chapter 40. But it's not called a dinosaur, it's called Behemoth. And the reason why they didn't refer to it as dinosaurs is because it's a modern word that was invented by Sir Richard Owen, British Museum, in 1841, I think.
Okay, so let's go to the other aspect of this jawbone that its discoverers claim. I mean, all right, you dispute the age of it. What about the fact that the opinion that it is an evolutionary link? I mean, do you acknowledge the science of evolution, or is that wrong as well?
Well, I acknowledge the jawbone. They found it in an area of Ethiopia, which is well known for all the fossils. They've described it in the science paper. There's a good description of it, the teeth and the fragment. So there's no argument over what's actually observed, what's actually found. The argument or the difference is over the interpretation, and the evolutionary interpretation is based upon basically a belief system that evolution happened. And so it's just plugged into that belief. It's a whole framework of belief system, which I think it's got a lot of problems with it.
But you also believe in a pretty strong belief system, maybe that of God and creation and so forth. Is that not also just a belief system?
Exactly right. It's a belief system, and so the question is, which belief system better reflects reality? That's the whole point. So if you look at, the human evolution, there's a major problem in that there's not been enough time, even with the millions of years, for it to have occurred, for the mutations to have put the new features into the genome.
Okay, but just so we're clear, you don't believe the millions of years are true. You think it's just, what, 6,000 years or thereabouts?
Yeah, that's right. And the global flood, about 4,500 years ago.
So the flood is responsible for... It's a bit like... I remember once there was a flood in London and the civil service used it to get rid of all the uncomfortable bits of material and things.
That's
like that.
Right.
But you're saying that the flood...
Yeah, flood here too, like that.
Yeah, okay, so the flood of Noah essentially wiped out the dinosaurs and wiped out all these other animals, and they're the fossils we find today.
Yeah, that's right. And so you find, for example, the dinosaurs, they're very mobile creatures. They're also able to swim. You find them in the upper part, or as the floodwaters are reaching their peak. Triassic, Jurassic, Cretaceous. They're the areas where you find their footprints first, then you find the remains of them. Interesting, the footprints of these things are often only toe prints, and the latest sort of scientific papers indicate that they believe that they're buoyed by water, that they were sort of swimming in water, scraping on the bottom of the where the water was on the bottom to try to get their way through it. So there's a lot of amazing evidence that indicates that the flood was a real event. And these particular fossils, this jawbone in Ethiopia, it's found within sediments that are classified as Pliocene, 2.8 million years old, according to the evolutionary model. But that would be very, very late flood, most likely. And these would be the remains of creatures they'd perished. And this is just the remains of their carcasses being buried as the floodwaters were receding right towards the very end of that event.
We better leave it there. Dr. Taz Walker, creationist and geologist with Creation Ministries International. Thank you for your time.
Good on you, Tom. It's really good to talk to you.
Well, there you go. There's one theory of the world, 6,000 years old, and the dinosaurs and primitive ape-like humans all just drowned in the flood of Noah.